You're listening to Grow Great Daily Brief number 125 for Tuesday, December the 18th, 2018. It's day two, 5 days to a high growth way of thinking. Strategies, tactics, people are drawn to find out specific answers. And while normally we really don't want people telling us what to do, especially as business owners and CEOs, I mean, we hate for people to tell us what to do. All right, we're just contrarians like that. But sometimes secretly, deep down inside, don't you sometimes just wish that there was somebody that you could go to and they would just tell you what to do? Sure, of course. And you know why we crave it? We crave it because we're smart like that. Because easy is way better than hard. It's hard to figure stuff out for ourselves. It's better, but it's harder. So we're not completely crazy or stupid. We're really smart. High growth people are not superhuman. They're only extraordinary because they've learned how to think differently than most. They have a deeply held self-confidence. Some of us are extroverts. No, I'm not. Who display their self-confidence with this bravado that everybody can pretty easily see. Others of us, I'm more like this, are quiet introverts who hold it without hardly ever showing it outwardly. You have to roll the way you roll. Don't try to be something. Don't try to be somebody that you're not. Be confident. Be confident in your ability to figure it out and accept that it's going to look like whatever it looks like because you are you, nobody else. High growth people don't pay much attention to strategies or tactics. They know that the power of figuring it out is the ability to be open to whatever might be required to endure or overcome any challenge. And it's also the ability to figure out the best way to seize an opportunity or to create an opportunity. When I was in high school, drag racing was a thing. I'm not advocating it, mind you, but it did happen. A holdover, I suppose, from the 60s hot rod era. Well, I had a buddy, and my buddy had a fast car. He worked on it constantly. It was fast, but he knew that any kid with a bit of mechanical knowledge, really, any kid with a fat wallet, could buy the parts and hire somebody to put those parts on and make a car go faster. The tools were widely available. I mean, any rich kid could get a car to go fast, but that didn't mean they could drive it. Paying for parts, buying the tools, just takes money. Knowing how to drive, well, that takes skill, but then there's a way of thinking about it all, which is where my friend had figured out how to shine. He didn't bother trying to have the fastest car in a quarter-mile drag race from a standing still start. Instead, he changed the game. And what he would do is every weekend he would challenge, and yeah, of course he did this for money, he would challenge guys to a race from a 60-mile-an-hour punch. He could just completely change the game by taking on anybody who would accept a race with him where both cars would drive side by side, they'd get to 60 miles an hour, and then they would hit the accelerator and see whoever could outrun the other one. And they'd just go for as far as they could go. I mean, there wasn't any time frame on it. It's just go till you go, till one outruns the other one. And his car had insane top-end speed, and nobody could beat him. Nobody could beat him from a 60-mile-an-hour punch. Tools are for fools. Okay, maybe not really, and maybe not technically, but boy, it's a great phrase. Tools are for fools. High growth thinking requires you to stop focusing on what's available to everybody. Yeah, we all need tools. We all need tactics. We all need strategies. But it's the wise, often the creative, use of these things where the real value is. And that is not in the tools themselves, but it's in our mind. It's in our way of thinking. Barnes & Noble didn't create Amazon. They had all the tools. They knew the industry backward and forward. They had all the locations, but they lacked the high growth way of thinking that Jeff Bezos had and that he still has. Yellow Cab didn't create Uber. They had all the tools. They had the cars. They had the drivers. They knew the taxi industry. Yeah, but they lacked the high growth way of thinking necessary to turn their whole industry upside down. Hilton or Marriott, they didn't create Airbnb. Had all the locations, had all the rooms, had all the availability, had all the staff, had all the resources, had all the amenities. They knew the hospitality industry. They even had the infrastructure for room reservation. Yeah, but they lacked the high growth way of thinking that gave us Airbnb. It's not about thinking the opposite of an industry and the industry's conventional wisdom. It's about adding onto your self-confidence a deep belief that you can do more, you can achieve more. It's a relentless unwillingness, to accept the status quo. It's just the constant nagging dissatisfaction and belief that things can be made better. They can always be better. And it's the devotion to figuring out ways to do that. It starts with why not, and it ends in answering how. And people get this just the opposite. They just get this backwards. High growth way of thinking doesn't get bogged down in figuring out how. Instead, it begins with why not? More specifically, high growth people will ask the question, can we fill in the blank? They're not really asking if they can, and they're really not challenging their team, can we really do this? Instead, they're extending the challenge, why can't we do this? With the belief that we can do this. So why aren't we doing this? Now, today is day two of our five-day challenge to a high-growth way of thinking. Today, I want you to challenge yourself to think about the things that you don't think can be improved. Be honest. Come on, take it on. Really take it on. No matter what it is, everything can be improved. And you know that's true. Don't shy away from it because you fear it's too hard. Don't talk yourself out of it either. Instead, I want you to lean into it. Accept the challenge that high achievers will find a way. Don't you want to join those ranks? Sure you do. You're already in those ranks, but come on, let's do more. Let's be better. Let's grow great. You're going to have to question all the current measurements of success. Why can't they be improved? What's stopping you? Well, I'll give you the short answer. You are. You're the one stopping you. Why not improve those things? Why not see how much better things can be? Why not you? Why not your company? Great leaders see the future first. It's your job to see greater success before it happens or before anybody else can even see it happening. Your company needs you to give them the vision. It's your job to provide it. So think bigger. Rules, tools, and all the rest do not matter to the person devoted to high growth. The person devoted to high growth thinking does not care about rules, does not care about tools. It's the vision that matters. What you see as being possible. Your biggest threat is going to be the nagging desire to focus on, well, how are we going to get that done? Resist that. Because you know what? Nobody knows. Nobody knows how at this stage. You remember yesterday I talked about the knock on the door at 3 a.m. How are you going to get through that? How are you possibly going to figure that out? Well, you are going to figure it out. You don't have to know the how. I mean, once you're thrown into the deep end of the pool, you figure it out. And that's the secret. Most people, average people, they get obsessed. They get focused on how, and it stumps them. It stumps them because they don't know how, and they fixate on it. They fixate on what they don't yet know, and it stalls them. It bogs them down. It gets them stuck. And many, maybe even most, stay stuck. Don't do that. High growth thinking builds on self-confidence by questioning how much better, how much bigger can things be? How much more successful can we be? And it sees what's possible where other people see, well, they see the impossible. It seems impossible because average folks, they're wondering how. They're busy over there wringing their hands with, well, how are we going to get extraordinary folks like you? You're thinking, who cares? Who cares how? We will figure it out. And they do. Be well, do good, grow great. Tomorrow, day three. I'll see you then.